कवि कनीयान विषयेषु निस्पृहो विसृज्य राज्यं सह बन्धुभिर्वनम् निवेश्य चित्ते पुरुषं सरोचिषम् विवेश केशोर्वया परं गतः माय ग्रेस इसी भक्तिवेदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद Being reluctant to accept material enjoyment, Manu's youngest son, whose name was Kavi, gave up the kingdom before attaining full youth. Accompanied by his friends, he went to the forest, always thinking of the self-effulgent Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart. Thus he attained perfection. There is no purport. We'll read the next two verses. From Karusha, another son of Manu, came the Karusha dynasty, a family of Kshatriyas. The Karusha Kshatriyas were the kings of the northern direction. They were celebrated protectors of Brahminical culture and were all formally religious. Text 17. From the son of Manu named Dhrishta came a Kshatriya caste called Dharshtra, whose members achieved the position of Brahmanas in this world. Then from the son of Manu named Nraga came Sumati. From Sumati came Bhuta Jyoti, and from Bhuta Jyoti came Vasu. Purport by His Divine Grace, Issi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Here it is said, Kshatram Brahma Bhuyam Gatam Shito. Although the Dharstas belonged to the Kshatriya caste, they were able to convert themselves into Brahmanas. This gives clear evidence supporting the following statement by Narada, 7th canto, 11th chapter, 35th verse. Yasya yallakshanam proktam pumso varnabhi vigyagnakam yad anyatrapi drashtyeta tat tene vinidrishet. If the qualities of one group are found in the man of another, those men should be recognized by their qualities, by their symptoms, not by the caste of the family in which they were born. Birth is not at all important. It is one's qualities that are stressed in all Vedic literature. So we need the blessings of all the Vaishnavas present here for the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam and for our own purification. So we'd like to discuss some things which we have heard from Vaishnavas. So here, one very important concept has been described by Prabhupada in the purport about attaining Brahmanism or Brahmanatva, that how a person can become Brahman by his qualities, not by his birth. So this concept has been very much confusing, especially in modern times, because there is so much misunderstanding about so-called degraded caste system, which is there in the society present. So what happens, many times people feel that this caste system is not needed at all because it's not right, because it's creating confusion. Religion is not needed at all because it's creating confusion. Family life is not needed at all because family is not becoming stable, they are breaking. So problem is not with family life, problem is not with the religion, problem is not with the caste system. Problem is with the understanding. Problem is the proper proper understanding and proper presentation of that thing and proper practice of that thing. But unfortunately, in today's society, first of all, people don't have the proper understanding. And second thing, even if somebody has understanding, the attachment to sense gratification is so strong that person is not able to follow. So whether it is a caste system, whether it is a religion, or whether it is any other thing, social system, it's all depend on some values, some qualities which person has to follow. And as the Kali Yuga is progressing, the values are going away from the society. Mm-hmm. So this caste system, the origin of caste system is actually by Krishna himself. Chaturvarnyamaya system, guna karma vibhagasha. Lord says, I myself personally created these four kind of things. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanprastha, Sannyasa. But in the degraded Varnashrama, what happens? Person doesn't go according to guna and karma, according to the qualities and according to his activities. It just become a stamp thing, you know. You just stamped as something. Like even in scriptures, there is a term called Dvijabandhu or Kshatrabandhu. Somebody is Brahmana, but his relative or his son or his brother, he's connected to Brahmana, his Bandhu, but he doesn't have the qualities of Brahmanas. Or like Ashwatthama, he was the son of Dronacharya. But he is considered as Dvijabandhu. He is not considered a Dvija. Because he was not exhibiting the refined qualities of Brahmanas. He was having attachments. He was not having full sense control. But because Dronacharya was very much attached to his son, like Dhritarashtra was very much attached to Duryodhana, so Dronacharya would give some special astra to Ashwatthama, which were not supposed to be given to him. He gave only to Arjun those astras. But exception he did with Ashwatthama. Because although Arjuna was qualified, he should be given. But Ashwatthama was not qualified, he still Dronacharya gave him. And it caused later problem. And Ashwatthama released that Brahmastra and he didn't know how to take it back. He didn't know that. And the most heinous act which Ashwatthama performed was killing of five sons of Draupadi when they were sleeping, cutting their heads. So a Brahmana can never do this kind of things. So this is the example which is there. And another thing, if you read Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, and the way Arjuna is behaving, he's not behaving as Kshatriya there. He's behaving as Kshatrabandhu. That's why Krishna chastises him. He says, Kutastva kashmalamidam vishamaya samupasthitam anare justam aswargam akirtikaram Arjuna. Here Arjun, Kutastva. From where? From where you have brought all this kashmalam, all these impurities which are not supposed to be present in you as a Kshatriya. Because it will bring only akirti, infamy, anarya. You are supposed to be an Aryan. You're supposed to be a person who supposed to live a life of based on values. Now, there's so much confusion in the society, people don't even know what is the meaning of Arya. Now, Britishers made us fool that those are North Indian, they are Aryans, and those are South Indian, they are Dravidians. So some people from South, they are saying you should not blame Ravan, because Ravan was Dravidian. So you should worship Dravidian. You should worship Ravan. But Ravan himself is saying, Vibhishan, that why you are behaving like an Arya? I am Arya, basically. So he himself considered as an Arya. And nobody knows what is Arya, what is an Arya. And there is so much fight and confusion. Even in small basic things, based on boundary lines, based on some, which other people have put on us. So Arya means one who knows the value of life. Who knows the value of life? Only one who understands the life from scriptures. Then only you can understand the value of life. So here, Krishna is chastising Arjun. Krishna is actually telling that kalabhyam. He's telling important. From where this importance has come in you? Shudram, petty weakness of heart. Hridaya dorbalyam. So all these words Krishna is addressing to Arjuna just to make him understand that your role is Kshatriya. And Kshatriya cannot behave like a Brahman when there is a need for fight. When there is a need for giving punishment to somebody. That's why he is telling then Parantapa. Parantapa, he is calling him Partha. Partha is the son of Pratha. Means you are son of Pratha, so act like a Kshatriya. Don't act like Kshatrabandhu. The opposite party is filled with terrorists. Opposite party is creating all kind of nonsense in the society. And you're not punishing them? Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, on Bhagavad Gita in Johannesburg 1975, he says, Parantapa means one who gives trouble to the enemies. This is the material world. A Kshatriya cannot behave like a Brahman to excuse. It is a Brahman's business to excuse. Those who are tapasvi can excuse, but those who are in governmental positions administering justice, there is no question of excuse. The law is a life for life. You have killed one man, you must be killed. This is justice. A Brahman may excuse, all right. You have killed my man, never mind, I excuse you. This is a Brahman's business. But a Kshatriya, the government, the ruling power, he cannot do so. It is his mercy. It is the government mercy when a murderer is hanged. So we have to understand things in proper perspective, that who can forgive and who is not supposed to forgive. If government start forgiving terrorists and they start releasing them in the outside society, what they will do? They will start butchering the people mercilessly, because they have a habit of killing people like some people are cutting some vegetables here. They don't have any compassion. They don't have any mercy on anything. So one has to understand the principles have to be applied in proper perspectives. And that was the mistake done in the done by some Indian kings also. The Mughals were attacking, and some of the Indian kings were forgiving them. Okay, jao, chhod diya, go. And again they will come and they will attack. So you may say Krishna also did like this with Jarasandha. But that is Krishna. he can release Jarasandha many times, and still he can kill Jarasandha. And he was doing that so that he can bring many, many more people, and then he can kill them. But when some of the Indian kings were doing like that, so they also forgave them many times, but later on, they have been captured. Because they didn't have any honesty, they didn't have any loyalty, they didn't have any values. At least people like Jarasandha, they were charitable. When Krishna went and he begged for, we want some charity. So Jarasandha told that, you are not Brahman. You don't look like Brahman. You are Kshatriyas. He said, yeah, we are Kshatriyas, but we are asking charity. Will you give? He said, okay, I'll give. What is a charity? We want Dwanda Yudha, dual fight. So that was such clear demarcation between Brahman and Kshatriya, that just by seeing the body of the person, you can understand who is Brahman and who is Kshatriya. When Dushyanta went to Kanvamuni ashram, just by seeing Shakuntala, he felt attracted. And he asked her, who are you? And she said, I am the daughter of Kanvamuni. He said, it's not possible. My mind never get attracted to a Brahmani. It can never get attracted. You have to be a Kshatrani. I am getting attracted to you. It means you have to be Kshatrani. That was the kind of values they had. That was the kind of understanding and sense control and everything they were having. And then she described that how I have heard this from my father Kanvamuni, that actually I am the daughter of Vishwamitra. And Vishwamitra was Kshatriya. So the point is that a person has to behave according to his position. Otherwise it will create havoc in the society. If person start making his own philosophy, that is good for his own individual level. If he just keep it with himself, he will harm only himself. But if that philosophy start propagating and make it general thing, then it can create havoc in the society. Like Arjuna, here if you read the first chapter and the beginning of the second chapter, he's actually exhibiting the Brahminical qualities there. Sense control, tolerance, detachment, that's good. As a Brahmana, it's good. Okay, you forgive them and go to the forest. But here, he's mixing his duty with the qualities. His duty as a Kshatriya is not to forgive. His duty as a Kshatriya to punish, to establish the right rulers in the kingdom. That's what Krishna wanted. So this kind of confusion, when it comes in somebody's life, just person gets completely confused. You know, many times it happens, like in Arjuna also, completely confused in the first chapter. First reason is giving compassion. Oh, how can we kill them? And second reason is giving enjoyment. How can we enjoy? Totally contradicting himself. If you're talking about compassion, selflessness, then why second reason is completely selfish? So it happens when person is not clear. And that's what Acharyas mentioned there, if you read the first chapter commentaries, that person need the authority, spiritual authority, to take guidance. So Arjuna took the authority of Krishna in his life, and things became very clear for him at the end of Bhagavad Gita. Nashtamoha smritir labdha, tat prasadad maya achyuta. that my moha, my illusion has gone, it has been destroyed, and I'm fixed in truth. So that is a way that person, if you want to refer to the scriptures, or if you want to understand what scriptures want to say, then he has to refer to the authorities, spiritual authorities and scriptural authorities, guru, sadhu, shastra. And by understanding that, then he can behave as a kshatriya or brahmana. Otherwise, so much confusion in the society. Like this one nawab in the Mughals, in the British times, some nawab are still there, and the Britishers have given some facilities to them. And one of them visited London. He was visiting Buckingham Palace, and they were showing him one place, different places they were showing. One place they showed that they would hang somebody. You know, this place was to hang people. So he said, okay, show me one. I want to see. I said, what do you want to see? I want to see, hang someone. He said, but we don't have anyone now. We don't have any criminal. He said, take my man, take my servant, hang him. Hang him, I just want to see. So these kinds of hobbies these people had, what kind of kshatriyas they are, what kind of rulers they are. So this is the thing which happens when people become completely confused about their duties. Like Devamas Swami Maharaj was giving this beautiful story, not beautiful actually, dirty story, but it can be used in a nice way. In Australia, one boy had a relation with one girl. And in that relationship, the girl became pregnant. So the parents, they're from Indian origin, both of them, boy also, girl also, staying in Australia. So the parents of girl, they became very agitated. They came and they started shouting at the parents of this boy. They said, what is this? Now, at least we should finish the matter by marrying both of them. You know, at least, you know, things will not become so degraded. So the boy parents started telling that, that's okay, but you know, we are from Brahmin family. So Devamas Swami was laughing and he was saying, if you're Brahmin, then Brahmin don't do these kind of things. So the point is that people still want to maintain their position, their tag, their stamp, but they don't know what does it mean to be a Brahmana, what does it mean to be a Kshatriya. Even a Shudra had some loyalty. In Kali Yuga, we can't even call ourselves a Shudra. Because Shudra, decades after decades, he would keep serving one master. Where is that Shudra now? Where is that servant now? That loyalty was the main wealth of the Shudra. And that's why so much respect was given even to the servant of the family. And just because the respect was given to every servant of the family by family members, the servant didn't have any dissatisfaction in his heart. He was satisfied in his position. He would not compete with other people. Now in today's society, what happens? There is no respect. What we speak of giving respect to Shudra or servant, there is no respect for Brahmana also. He said, then why not respect? It's all mutual. It's all interrelated. When you have qualities, you can have respect. Respect cannot be demanded, it can only be commanded. So each one was performing his duties, so that's why each one was getting his respect. And respect, recognition, appreciation, these are some of the basic needs of a human being to become mentally stable. And that's why people were mentally stable, and they were doing their things peacefully. But in Kali Yuga, what happens? First of all, person doesn't know who is he, whether he's a Brahman or Kshatriya or Vaishya Shudra. And even if he knows, even if he understands some of his traits, some of his tendencies, society doesn't value them. Nobody encourages him what he wants to do. The education system, since childhood, slaughters all his inclinations to learn something. Everybody has to learn everything. How is it possible? And if somebody wants to do something Brahminical, then society cannot appreciate it. Because in today's society, whether it's in college or in the corporate world, unless you are really aggressive, you're ready to kill another person, cut another person's throat, put your feet on another person's head, you will not be appreciated. Goodness is at all not appreciated. And when you talk about Brahminical culture, what is Brahminical culture? Becoming Brahmana is not stamping someone with as a Brahman, like in South sometime, or even North also, I don't know. But some of the political leaders, they take somebody from the street and they say, we'll make him Brahman, we'll make him the Pujari of the temple. You people have not allowed these people for so many generations. Now, we'll break all those rules. But we have to understand that there is a duty for everyone according to his qualities. If person is not clean in his habits and if he is engaged in the worshipping of the deity, it will create more problem for that person. If person doesn't have any sense control, he start using the scriptures for sense gratification, he'll create the philosophy, like so many philosophies which are there in the market, where they will say, okay, enjoy as much as you want to enjoy. Do whatever you like, whatever is good for you. And somebody will come up with the philosophy that every day when I murder one person, then I feel happy. This is the philosophy nowadays. Whatever make you happy, that is your philosophy. That is my philosophy. That is my religion. But scriptures don't recommend that. Scriptures talk about values, qualities, sense control. That's why Brahman means Shama, Dama, Tapa, Shocham, Shantim, Arjama, Mevacha, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikyam, Brahma, Karma, Subhavajam. Now, nobody would like to become Brahman if we tell all these qualities, at least in today's society. He said, we don't want to become Brahman because Shama, Tama, Tapa, Shocham, sense control, austerity, cleanliness, tolerance. What kind of tolerance? That Brahman was taking bath and one scorpion was biting. Why? Because Brahman was trying to remove the scorpion from the water and put it on the land. So he removed the scorpion and again he bit. Again he tried to remove, again he bit. So the person next to him was asking, if this scorpion is biting you again and again, why are you touching this scorpion? He says, his dharma is to bite, my dharma is to save him. Where you will find this kind of qualities here? There's so much tolerance, no matter what happens, person ready to do anything for the dharma, for the truth. Another quality of Brahmana is satisfaction. Now in today's society, if you talk about satisfaction, you're considered lazy person. You're considered good for nothing. But here, if you read Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, when Rukmani sends that Brahman to Krishna by that special message, or you may call it love letter, then first thing Lord Krishna does, he gives a very special place Brahman to sit, worship him, and then inquires in confidence. Lord Krishna asks, O best of all the Brahmanas, you should always remain satisfied. For if a Brahman is always self-satisfied, he will not deviate from his prescribed duties. And simply by sticking to one's prescribed duties, everyone, especially a Brahman, can attain the highest perfection of all desires. Everyone can attain the highest desires by attaining the prescribed duties. But nobody wants to be attached to, stick to one's own prescribed duty because they want to just compare another person, they want to imitate another person. Even if a person is as opulent as the king of heaven, Indra, if he is not satisfied, he inevitably has to transmigrate from one planet to another. Such a person can never be happy under any circumstances. But if one's mind is satisfied, even if he's bereft of all possessions, he can be happy living anywhere. This instruction by Krishna to Brahman is very significant. The purport is that a true Brahman should not be disturbed in any condition, any situation. In this modern age, Kali Yuga, the so-called Brahmans have accepted the abominable position of Shudras or less and still want to pass as qualified Brahmans. How it's possible? If person is not satisfied, then he cannot be happy. And Brahman has to become satisfied. Like in Vamandev, when he goes to beg from Bali Maharaj, so Bali Maharaj says that, ask anything. Ask anything, I'll give you. He said, give me just three steps. Teen kadam jameen. So he said, like your size, it appears your intelligence is also intelligence. Your intelligence is also small. I am telling you, I'll give you the planet. Why are you asking just three steps? He said, see, I am Brahman. And Brahman, if he asks more than what is needed, he loses Brahmanatva. And a greedy person, if you give him the objects of three worlds, all the three worlds, he will not be satisfied if it comes to greed. So these concepts are not appreciated in today's society. They think that if you become satisfied, then you become useless. It's not like that. Person can be completely satisfied and still be highly motivated for the higher cause. Person can be very detached and living very simply, but can be still working very hard. These things cannot be understood by modern people. They think if you don't need anything in your life, why you'll work very hard? Because they don't know the higher principle of working for higher cause. Because according to them, working means working only for oneself. Only selfish agenda. They don't think of any way of doing something for another person. So that's why they cannot think of working very hard for higher purposes. So devotee of Lord Krishna or a Brahman, he may live a very simple life. He may live a very austere, sense-controlled, satisfied life, but he may be working 18 to 20 hours a day. He said, for what? For others. For others' benefit. For helping others' people. That is actual Brahman. That is actual Parivajagacharya, even greater than Brahman. Madhvacharya, Vyasdev, Narad Muni. Prabhupada writes in the 4th chapter, 1st canto, that only name changes. Mission remains the same. And what is the mission? To take the conditioned fallen souls back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada says realization is more important than parrot-like repetition. So Parivajagacharya, a devotee, actual Brahman, he is not satisfied just with his own life, with his own bread and butter. He feels miserable if he doesn't give this Krishna consciousness to others. And for that, he is ready to work day and night. He doesn't feel satisfied. On that level, dissatisfaction is okay because you will not harm anyone. But at selfish level, dissatisfaction is very harmful to oneself and to others. Like in these colleges nowadays, I'm doing some presentation in some of the colleges. In Goa, there is one college, BITS Pilani. And there, the boys, they come from such an intelligent background, like after IIT, that's the next college actually, if you see the ranking. But after joining the college, they become so self-centered, they become so much absorbed that on the LAN, they have local LAN, local network among all the students, and keep playing video game for 8 to 10 hours and don't go to classes also. Because college gives freedom, whether you want to come to class, you come, whether you don't come. Because you are so intelligent, responsible, you're supposed to know what you're supposed to do after coming to college. But they're so self-centered, so much absorbed in their own self, that how much 8 to 10 to 12 hours, they keep playing some childish video games. And after coming to such a reputed college for such a high aim, what they're doing? Drinking liquor all the time because it's very cheap there. Just last month, two boys had gone on a bike. Although they are not allowed to keep bike there, two-wheeler, but they can hire it in the evening because in that place you can hire a bike. So they went, they drunk completely, and one person is driving and he doesn't know how he's driving, where he's driving. You may think accident, no accident. He came to the college safely, but he saw a bag, his friend is not there. Friend fell somewhere. And now already it's 10 o'clock, 10:30. 10:30 is the closing time. College is very strict, but still boys find all the ways to do science gratification. 5 to 10 only they can go out. Otherwise they are inside locked the college. But still they have all the ways to enjoy. Now he cannot go out because he is already inside. He launched a complaint, that boy is missing. They found somewhere lying in some, khai, because valleys are there in Goa. And he's already dead. Dead. His mother came, shocked, fainted completely. For many days, she's not able to speak. So these are the kind of things that happens when person doesn't have any control of life, doesn't know the values of these things which are given in the scriptures. When person gets completely confused, the duty of this student is to study now, but the society completely brainwashes these kind of people. Society, the peer pressure is so much that if you're not drinking alcohol, it means there's something wrong with you. If you're not playing video games, you're not, sane. Like for some of the boys, those who follow Krishna consciousness in these colleges, they have to face tough time. Like one of the boy, he was saying, I just don't come out of my room. I just stay in my room. Because the moment you come out, so much dirt on you. So whenever I come out, I start teasing. Oh, abhi bahar kaise aa gaya? Kya hai? What do you need? We are not playing video games. You're not drinking liquor. So in peer pressure, person just keep doing some nonsense. Why? Because most of the people are doing dirty things. Very few will follow the right things. Fools are very confident and wise are very doubtful. In today's society, fools are very confident. They will do with full vigor, full enthusiasm. But wise, they are thinking, karu, nahi karu, sahi hai, galat hai. And on top of that, weak mind and society tell them, no, 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 you are wrong. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati used to tell the story of that person became ghost. That all these ministers, they decided this particular person is very much liked by the king. So they decided that what we will do, that we will declare him that he died and we will not allow him to come into the palace. So they declared that person is died and he has become ghost, and they didn't allow him to come to the palace. And they started telling him, you have become ghost, you have become ghost. Because they all started shouting, hey, you become ghost, you have become ghost. He said, I'm not ghost, I am human being. But again and again they were telling ghost, 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 ghost. So he started thinking, maybe I become ghost. So like that happens in the today's society, that they keep telling you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. Okay, I have to do this, what can I do? Like this special video is there, if some of you have seen that bingo, special clipping. Bingo, you are bingo, you are bingo, you are bingo. And then you become bingo. You become fool. Because there is no clarity of thought. There is no perfect guidance in the society. So any society has to have these four divisions. Coming back to the point, Kshatriya, Brahman, Vaishya, Shudra. No society can run without this. This equality is the concept of, someone's individual philosophy. That equality, you can never bring equality. If you try to bring equality in home, what will happen? Happening actually nowadays, parents and children are equal, and that's why children don't listen to the parents, and parents feel, why should I tell anything to my child? Let him do what he wants to do. When they come to this college to give the admission to their son, like before the admission starts. So the son and father both are drinking liquor together, cheers, Anyway, you're going to do this after a few weeks, so start now with me. So equality. This equality will destroy the whole society. Equality at the level of spiritual level is okay. But there also we see we always feel servant of the servant. But equality, artificial equality will bring chaos in the society. Because there are always people of different propensities, different tendencies, different inclinations. And that is the reason of failure of communism. That what happens in communism? Lazy person is also getting the same facility. And intelligent and hardworking person also getting the same facility. Now, 2nd October is the Bhakti Shastri exam. If the exam authorities announce that no matter what kind of paper you write, everybody will get A grade. Or everybody will get C grade. Who will be motivated to study? Simple, simple common sense they don't understand. And that's why they think that just because they don't study Shastras, they don't study Shastra from the proper sources, and when they find something wrong happening in the society, so they remove the Shastra only. Shastra is useless. Religion is useless. Social life is useless. Family life is useless. But what kind of family life you are living? On which values you are living? You have to understand that. So, in modern society, they are trying to bring equality. And recently, I was hearing one class of Govinda Prabhu, and he was saying that only number of Shudras are increasing. Shudra means dependent people. Vedic culture encouraged more independence. Modern culture encouraged more slavery. Although it is posed in such a way that you are becoming independent. Like, according to Vedic culture, Brahman is not supposed to take salary. Vaishya has his own business or agriculture, is completely independent. And Kshatriya also charges taxes. Nobody can control him except Brahmanas, some rules and regulation. But Shudra has to work under someone. But as modern culture, modern civilization is increasing, what is happening? Most of the money with few people, and they control the whole society. Whether you are an administrator, whether you are a worker in some company, or even Brahmanas have to work. Where are the Brahmanas? Like this last month, Jugal Kishore Prabhu was giving class, and he said, I visited Varadaraj temple, and they were having Rath Yatra, and there was nobody to pull the Rath, so brought a tractor. They brought a tractor to pull the Rath for Varadaraj. Because all the Brahmanas who are supposed to read scriptures and pull the Rath for the Lord, they are studying engineering books in all the IITs and NITs, and working in NASA. South Indian Brahmins. So that's what is happening. Where is the Brahmanas? So then, society becomes more and more slave. And even if they are given facilities, like Vedic culture, Shudras were not given money. Because if you give money to Shudras, they will misuse it. You say, why you don't give money? Because they will misuse it. And now, people don't have any sense control. They work in IT industries or any other industry and they get, you know, 1 lakh per month. And they don't know what to do with this money. So much money has come in my hand, what to do with this? And they start spending like all the nonsense way. They don't know how to save and everything and finish the business in 10 years and retire somewhere and do bhajan. They will not do. Like if somebody is getting 12 lakh per annum, easily in 10 years, he can make 1 crore. Savings, easily. Even after spending like 3-4 lakh per year. But he will not do the saving and take a retirement, live a nice, simple life. Keep spending. No matter what money, amount of money come, keep spending. And how can you be happy? So this Brahminical culture actually very important. And this Brahminical culture is actually not some stamp business. It's actually bringing the person on the level of goodness. Otherwise, artificially you cannot become Brahman. According to scriptures, such stories are given that nobody can become Brahman. Like there is a story of a Brahman, he had a son, Matanga. And this Matanga was expert in performing sacrifices. So once his father sent him to perform somewhere some sacrifice, and he was going on a cart which was drawn by an ass. So the ass was going very slowly. So he started beating the ass very heavily, and ass started bleeding. So he was crying, and mother ass also started crying, and she said that this person is not Brahman. This person is Brahman. Brahman cannot beat like this and see the blood. This person has been procreated by a barber through a Brahmani. So Matanga felt very hurt. He came down from that cart and he fell down and he said, tell me what is the reason, this, that. He went to his father. Father didn't do anything. Father didn't say anything. And then he said, okay, I'll do tapasya to become Brahmanatva. I become actual Brahman. He did tapasya for 100 years, 1,000 years, and again Indra was coming and saying, you cannot become Brahman. It's not possible. You cannot become Brahman. But he was adamant. He said, I'll become Brahman. He said, okay, what do you want exactly? He said, I want to become famous. He said, if you want to become famous, then you become Chandrogya, and then some special demigod position he gave him, but he didn't give him the Brahmanatva. So people want to become famous, that's why they want Brahman. But this was not the case here, but generally it's like that. But here he wanted to become famous and position was given, but he was not given what? Brahmanatva. But another story is there, because Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Bhishma that can somebody become Brahman? So Bhishma said no. But then Yudhishthira Maharaj says, I know from our own ancestors, you know, there was King Vihatavya, he became Brahman. He said, there is a special case in that. I'll tell you the story, Bhishma says. And he says, this King Vihitavya was a very powerful king. And there was another king, Hareshava, and they were fighting. And he actually defeated Hareshava. Then after that, his sons, like that, it came down to Pratodhana, one son. And that son actually defeated King Vihitavya. And Vihitavya was running now for his life. Vihitavya ran for his life and hid himself in the ashram of whom? Bhardwaj. Bhara means to maintain and Dwaja means those who are lower caste. So Bhardwaj, who even maintained the people of lower caste, so he allowed King Vihitavya to be hidden. So this person comes, what is his name? Pratodhana. He said, send him, he had killed my father, he has troubled my brothers. I want to punish him. So the Rishi says, there are no kings here, only Brahmanas here. There are only Brahmanas here. And the Pratodhana says, that just because you have called him now Brahmana, he has become Brahmana. I'm going, I offer my offices, I'm going. And actually, King Vihitavya became Brahman after that. So that's what the point here, that you can become Brahman only when another great Acharya or Rishi makes you Brahman. On your own, it's not possible. On your own, it's not possible. So there are both the stories here that you cannot become also and you can become also. So that's why if you see in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, in ISKCON especially, or Gaudiya Math, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati made Brahmins. Although he was having oppositions from his own people. Because, like, if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he never made anybody Brahman that way, by giving some Brahman Diksha. Narottam Das Thakur, he created revolution in the society. Many Brahmans came and surrendered their life to him, but he didn't make general people as Brahman. He gave them Harinam Diksha, allowed them to chant Hare Krishna intensely and purify themselves and go back home, back to Godhead. And even like Madhvacharya Sampradaya, Nimbarka Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, they just preaching their philosophy, even Shankaracharya. And Brahmanas took the philosophy, they were worshipping deities, they continued to worship the deities. It's not that they caught some people from the street and put them as a Brahmanas in the temples. But when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wanted to start community, temple communities, then he needed some Brahmanas. He needed all kind of people. So then he empowered. He actually see the tendencies in the people, and he knew if somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, then what happens? Automatically what happens? All the Brahminical qualities develops. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam 2nd canto, this verse is there. Tada rajastamo bhava kam loba dayashaye chetete rana vidham sthitam sattve prasidati. That by doing devotional service, tada rajastamo bhava, all the effects of passion and ignorance goes away. And person becomes situated in goodness. And becoming situated in goodness means coming to Brahmanism, Brahmanatva. Brahmanatva is not some stamp. So, if somebody is a devotee of Krishna, is a Vaishnava, he's already a Brahman. But Acharyas, they don't want to disturb the society. They didn't want to disturb the society. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, although they were Brahmans, but they decided that we will not enter into Jagannath temple. So, he respected that. Haridas Thakur said, I will not come near you. He respected that, although he forcefully would go to him and embrace him. So they would not play with the systems. They would respect the thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he would take prasad in a Brahman's house. Or other devotees would bring Jagannath prasad to him many times, like that. So social culture was always respected. Social custom was respected. But acharyas like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they are revolutionary. They are revolutionary. They changed the whole thing because system become rotten after some time. There were no only Brahmanas in the society, so what we'll do with those Brahmanas? So we have to create the revolution that we take the people and give them Brahmana, Diksha. And that's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did. He made everybody into Brahmanas, those who joined his mutt. And the same disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, disciples, when Prabhupada started making Brahmanas in West, they started criticizing. Why? Why are you making them Brahman? If Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati made anybody and everybody Brahman from India, then what is wrong in that? And how then Lord Chaitanya mission will spread unless we have community, unless we have temples, unless we have... We could not export, Brahmanas from India there. He was not getting even a single person to practice in India Krishna consciousness. What to speak of sending somebody in America? Prabhupada gave ad in a newspaper many times. Send your son, I'll train him in Bhagavad Gita and I'll send him the preacher of Bhagavad Gita and send him throughout the world. Not a single person came in front. So, this thing of, becoming Brahman is a very grave thing. It's a very serious business. It's not some stamp thing. Becoming Brahman or becoming that matter Kshatriya or becoming that matter Vaishya or Shudra, any position is a very grave business because every position brings what? Responsibility, service. So if any Vaishnava or any sadhaka in Krishna consciousness movement want to take a Brahman Diksha, this only for one purpose, he want to increase his service. Anybody wants to take sannyas in his own society, it's only one purpose, to increase his service. Because of service for the deities in the temple, we need that. We need that. Because society has to recognize that, person has to develop those qualities. And sannyas also the similar way. Now, otherwise Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has clearly said, Naham vipro na chanarpati na api vaishana shudro. Naham vandi na chagrahapati na vanasthoya tirva. Kintu prodhyan paramananda nikhila puna mratabdher gopir bhartar pad kamalyor das 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 anudas. That I am not a Brahman, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra. I am not a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. Only one thing, what is I am? Servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. Because that is the only aim a devotee has. That is the only goal a devotee has. Because that goal not only will bring person to Sattva platform, rather it goes to the Vasudeva platform, transcend the Sattva platform to go to Shuddha Sattva platform. But a devotee aspire for a Brahminical qualities, because Brahminical platform, Sattva Guna platform, is a very good launching pad. From there you can jump to the Shuddha Sattva very easily. So in society of ISKCON, like ISKCON, where people are aiming for transcendence, people aiming for Krishna's worship, each one has to develop Brahminical qualities. Whether you are doing the activity of Brahman, or whether you are doing the activity of administrator in the temple, or cleaning the temple, or preaching, or whatever. And another aspect is that everybody has to do all kinds of services also if there is a need. We don't identify the person. But everybody has to purify and develop the Brahminical qualities. So there should not be any confusion in this regard that who is Brahman, who is Kshatriya, who is Vaishya. Whoever has the qualities, he can be called like that. And even if you have Brahminical qualities, if Guru is telling us, you do something else, we do that. Because ultimately what do you want to become? Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. So on one side, we discussed that how so much confusion about Varnashrama is there in the society. People want to imitate another person's occupation, and because of that, what happens? They don't feel any satisfaction. That was the main thing which Krishna was trying to tell Arjuna, that don't try to imitate another person's occupation, Arjuna. Because if you try to imitate, what will happen? You will not be satisfied. He clearly says in Bhagavad Gita that do your own occupation even if you have some fault, even if you are not very successful. Because if you are successful in another person's occupation, what will happen? Satisfaction will not come. You may get some money, you may get some position, but the satisfaction will not be there. Now, today's society, women want to imitate man and men want to imitate women, whatever. But satisfaction is not there because need for man is different, need for woman is different. Women are very emotional, they want to have relation with children, they want to reciprocate love and everything, but imitation is going on. So that's why Krishna very mercifully spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjun, just to convince him that same fight which you are doing now, which you are going to do now on my instruction, will become dharma. Otherwise the same fight will become adharma when you will fight out of your own passion. Because you are going to fight. You are saying, I'll bhakshyam apiha loke. I'll beg and live. But in begging, what will happen? Somebody will insult you. And Arjuna had taken a vow that if somebody tells him to put his Gandiva down, he'll kill him. And that's what happened. Yudhishthira told him, throw your Gandiva. Because when he came without defeating Karna, because Yudhishthira was wounded by Karna, and he came to see Yudhishthira. And Yudhishthira asked him, did you kill Karna? He said, no, I just came to see you. So Yudhishthira started insulting him. And Arjun was about to kill Yudhishthira. Then Krishna had to intervene and, and there's a big story that how he tells, okay, you glorify you insult Yudhishthira. By insulting Yudhishthira, it's like killing. And then Arjuna was about to kill himself. Then he said, okay, you want to kill yourself? You glorify yourself. So Arjuna anyway would have killed somebody. Anyway would have picked fight with someone. But it was Krishna's compassion on Arjun that you act according to your nature, and that nature you dovetail in my service. So each one of us have some particular natures, may not be very clear, but some traits are there. We have to be satisfied with that and use it in Krishna's service, and that becomes a perfection of that nature. Otherwise, if we try to imitate, neither we will be successful nor we'll get any satisfaction. So I'm sorry if I have spoken anything which is little not in proper way. But I try to just spoke whatever little bit I have heard from my devotees. And please forgive me anything. And except if something good is there, that is all from wonderful devotees which I have heard. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam.